What Really Happened radio show. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Before we get back to the economy here, we're getting a confirmation from the British story about U.S. and French forces already being inside Syria, looking for weapons of mass destruction. The story has changed a little bit, but Press TV is reporting that French President Francois Hollande has confirmed French troops are inside Syria to build buffer zones. Their hired mercenary army has utterly failed. Now they're going to go in and create buffer zones. There's nothing buffer about this. This is an invasion, flat-out invasion. Send in the mercenary army, pretend it was a revolution. That has failed. Now they're going to send in the regular troops and say, we're there to protect the peace with buffer zones. And the buffer zones are going to get tighter and tighter and tighter around Assad until he's gone. That's what's going on here. And you know what's really amazing is apparently these leaders really do think you are all stupid enough to fall for this. But it is a confirmation. The invasion of Syria is underway. And they're trying to put the best possible spin on it. They can't do it. It's an invasion. We have seen this so many times before. We must invade this country to bring them democracy. We must invade this country to save them from the violence from these hired mercenaries and agent provocateurs we sent in there. We must invade because the imaginary playmate in the sky says we must do it. So all pretense is gone. This is an outright invasion of yet another country by the United States and its cohorts, its co-conspirators, if you will. All righty, getting back here to the economy, the financial media is trying to sort of gloss over the fact that even though the stock market is showing a lot of volatility, its volume has been very, very low. And they're trying to say, well, summer is, you know, kind of a slowdown season. Everybody's kind of taking off. But apparently, August's trading volume is setting a new record for low figures. And what this is basically telling us is regular investors are already starting to leave the market. Small investors, whatever, they're getting out. They're just saying, we can't do this. It's all being rigged and manipulated. The high-frequency trading systems are dominating the market. And it's a reminder, those Dow Jones figures, those stock market numbers, don't represent the economy of the whole nation any longer. It's just this carefully crafted illusion. You've got all these high-speed computer systems basically carrying on financial self-abuse to feel good that the economy is still working and it isn't. This is probably the reason that come September, most of those big Wall Street firms have already announced massive layoffs. All the small fry, get out of here. We're spending too much money on you anyway. It'll just be the CEOs and their computer systems trying to rig the market, and that's all that's going to be left of Wall Street. Now, yesterday, Bank of America's top North American economist, Ethan Harris, wrote a note on the U.S. economy, basically saying all the signs are there is going to be a massive sell-off in the stock market at any time. The risk is very, very high. It was about as bearish a forecast as you could possibly get. If there is a massive sell-off, all the high-frequency trading in the world is not going to be able to stop it. And the thing you need to remember, if you are in the stock market, and every month you get that little report from your brokerage with some very impressive looking numbers at the bottom of it. That's all you really have. Because when the market hits a sell-off, when there is another crash, and I know Obama's trying to hold it together until November 4th, and I think he's going to fail the way Bush did in 2008. When the crash comes, the first ones out, which is going to be the insiders, they'll get their money, and everybody else is going to pay the price. We'll be back after these commercials.
It. How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including Turtle Tough shelters.
We have added two 24-foot Turtle Toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle Tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost, and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Fear and hate will rule them, set the demon to the throne. In shackles we will bind them, to the terror they'll be shown. As mindless slaves they will not think, blind eyes they will not see. They'll jail themselves and call the bars Homeland Security.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here, and we're back on the economy. The reality is, for all the election year talk about the economy is on a rebound and it's robust and all the rest of it, the reality is that Americans' incomes have not really fully recovered from the big crash back in 2008. And on average, consumers' incomes have recovered about one quarter of what they lost during the recession. And they're now saying progress has stalled. It's not growing any longer. And with the ever higher prices for gas and food and everything, that one quarter gain basically evaporates in terms of real purchasing power. We are still at the depths of this depression. And we might as well call it one. I'm not going to call it a recession any longer. This is the Grand Depression because it's so much bigger than the Great Depression. Unless, of course, you're one of Mitt Romney's Wall Street homeboys, and you're doing really well. Man, the money's just pouring into their pockets hand over fist at your expense. Another headline story, bankers' profits soar on the backs of home buyers, and they're talking about how, yeah, the mortgages are out there at historically low interest payments on the mortgages. But the bankers are still getting rich because what they're paying to their depositors in the savings account is almost nothing, and they're basically increasing the straddle of their own profitability. They're continuing to make high profits. Everybody else is suffering. We're going to grab a phone call here. Art, aloha, Art. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, how am I supposed to live in my la-la land when you keep bringing me down, bro?
Well, I would, you know, turn change the station. I don't mean to depress everybody, but if this is really more than you can take, I mean, there are some days I feel like changing the station. But, yeah, it is all bad news, and I'm sorry about that. And, you know, just, you know, grab some pocket Lolo and kick on back there.
Yeah, right. Hey, no, for real, though. I mean, it's good we have shows like what we have on RBN, because without RBN, it would, and other outlets like it, it would be really difficult to disseminate the truth from the poppycock.
I have to admire, you know, when I came back to RBN and John Stedmiller and I, we had this long conversation, and he just impressed me with his intense dedication to try and get the American people free of this predicament that the Federal Reserve and the federal government have put us in. And he's devoted so much of his own resources and the station resources to basically putting out programming that may not be fun and entertaining, but it is what you need to know.
I know, and my hat goes off to John, and I just hope and pray one day I get to meet him and shake his hand for all his hard work.
That makes two of us. I've never met him face to face.
Well, you know, talking about Syria.
Yes.
You know, this is the first time hearing about the French troops going in to create this buffer zone. And when I heard you mention that, all of a sudden, boom, boom, boom. You know, I like history. I really do. History is a great, great thing. And I look back on history, and I always ask myself, with everything that happens, has this ever happened before? Can we relate this to something in the past? And when I think about French troops going in to create a buffer zone in Syria, I can't help but think of Ukraine. Remember what happened in the Ukraine?
Yes.
They blockaded the entire country. I call that a buffer zone. Nothing in, nothing out. How many people died of starvation? I'm just saying, you know, I mean, I'm wondering if this is not just another repeat of what has worked before, thinking that the people are just too stupid to figure it out and do something about it. Anyway, Mike, great show. Thanks a lot, bro. I'm out.
All right. Thanks an awful lot for the comment. And, yeah, unfortunately, in way too many cases, we're seeing history repeat itself. And that is, of course, exactly what is wrong with history. And I know what the U.S. government is thinking right now is a world war worked the last two times they got painted into an economic corner. Why shouldn't it work this time? And it's a reminder that the people running the federal government really are a bunch of Cold War fossils, and they just don't comprehend how dramatically the flow of information through society has changed in the age of the Internet and the blogs. All they, you know, they're sending public relations people to try and jam it up and junk it up with a lot of nonsense, because that's what worked in the Cold War. Now the FCC wants to boost taxes on the Internet so that you won't really have a reason to have a website unless you're making enough money to pay the taxes, and it's just all that kind of stuff. But again, if you go back and you look at what happened to Europe after Gutenberg rediscovered movable type printing and made books affordable to the general population, the power structure back then, the church, the rulership, tried to get it under control, tried to buy it all up, tried to make sure that only the things that served the ruling elites were ever going to be published and available. And it didn't work back then, and it's not going to work this time, but, you know, there are too many people who are just caught up in their belief structure of how the world ought to be. And it really is, you know, Cold War mentality, Cold War thinking. They're just salivating over the possibility of a new Cold War with the new Russia. And I don't think Putin's going to go along with that, because he realizes what a trap it is. All righty, getting back to the economic news, we're seeing more and more reports that for those people who are nearing retirement, meaning the baby boomers, they are going to be suffering hideously from the multiple whammies of the current economic situation. First of all, as we've reported many, many times, starting with the Clinton administration, the federal government has been borrowing, that's the term they used, from the Social Security Trust Fund. It was a huge cash buildup in there that was built up by increased Social Security taxes going back to the 1980s so that there would be extra money to cover the surge in retirements when the baby boomers started to retire, which they're starting to do right now. The problem is that when the government borrowed that money, now it's in a situation it can't pay it back. And the U.S. government is looking at all the different entities they owe money to, China, the Federal Reserve, the European banks, and the American people. And they've decided they can default on the American people and nothing bad will happen. And so Social Security is going to start seeing a severe decline in benefits. All of these Americans who spent their lives playing by the rules, they went to the bank, they got a mortgage, they paid their mortgage off. Now they're seeing the equity in their home evaporate from the crashing home prices as a result of the mortgage-backed security fraud. Plus, people on private pensions, 401ks, got hammered because when Wall Street went on the binge for the mortgage-backed security fraud, all of those Wall Street rating agencies rated these bundles triple A, even though some of them had mortgages already in foreclosure in them. In the case of Bear Stearns, they were pledging the same mortgage over and over and over again into multiple bundles. And so because these were rated AAA, pension plans were allowed to buy them, and they were encouraged to do so. And now the pensions have been defunded. And it's all the fault of the Wall Street money junkies. And so, yeah, there's a serious problem out there right now. The U.S. debt officially is on track to hit $16 trillion within the next week. Now, that's the official debt and does not include all the money that was borrowed to bail out Wall Street from their various crimes, including the mortgage-backed security fraud. Estimates of that amount run anywhere from $40 trillion to $90 trillion. Dylan Radigan said it was $47 trillion. And it doesn't count all the debt that has been transferred from the federal government onto the states by the simple means of sending back less money to the states than they're taking in taxes. This forces the states to go into debt to meet their budget shortfalls, and it simply obfuscates the debt by spreading it around among the states. That's probably another $100 trillion right there. So, there is no way out short of shutting down the Federal Reserve, declaring the debt to be odious and fraudulent, and simply writing it off. That's what Iceland did. They threw their crooked bankers in prison. They fired the government to help them do it. They wrote off all the debt that was created through fraud, and Iceland's doing really, really well. Even the IMF is now saying, I guess they really did have the right idea. And that's the only thing that is going to avoid a complete collapse of this country. And we don't have anybody in our political system except Ron Paul with the gonadal tissue to say so. Now, we're already starting to see the run-up for the Christmas shopping season. We're not even out of August yet. And they're out there saying, we're expecting another solid holiday Christmas season, which is ridiculous because the last five holiday shopping seasons have been financial disasters. And we're seeing retailers going out of business left and right. And by the way, my wife and I were over at the local Sam's Club Saturday, and sure enough, the Christmas goodies are already out there on display. Start buying now. No, I'm not, and forgive my Ebenezer Scrooge mode, but I'm not excited about Christmas because American Christmas is just a marketing venture. It doesn't have the symbolism, doesn't have the meaning. I guess I was spoiled for Christmas by that one Christmas I spent in Munich back in the 1980s. And that felt like what Christmas was supposed to be. You don't see that here in the United States of America at all. So, yeah, the Christmas goodies are in the stores, and I don't think there's going to be a solid holiday shopping season. I think it's going to be another disaster because people are just tired of buying stuff just to prove that they bought stuff. And I think that idea of valuing yourself or judging your own worth by how much junk you can buy on credit, I think that has definitely gone out of fashion. I think this season people are going to go back to homemade Christmas gifts, baking cupcakes, baking cakes, making something in the wood shop to give away. Because it's got artistic merit, and it's not just another one of the same 20 million things everybody else bought for the holiday season. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back. Oh,
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today. Toll free, 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now, 800-537-1339.
Politicians and preachers once sometimes told the truth. We didn't throw war's first stone and sacrifice our finest youth. With no video games or cell phones, a house felt like a home. Children fought and played together instead of on a computer alone. MacDonald had a farm, then he opened a burger joint.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And I was trading some messages with Crystal in our control room about Christmas in America versus this very wonderful Christmas I had in Munich all those years ago. And it was in the Marienplatz, and there was the little Christmas festival, choirs singing, people just walking around sharing food and drink and little trinkets, complete total strangers. You know, and a genuine feeling of good cheer, just happiness, midwinter, you know, all of that stuff. And it's quite a contrast with Christmas in the United States of America, which seems to be basically Americans stumping around the shopping mall just trying to get it over with and prove that they are valid citizens because they're going to buy one of what everybody else is buying on that same day. And I haven't had a Christmas tree. I don't even remember the last time we had one. I think we had one when we first moved here about 12 years ago. And since then, I can't bring myself to have a Christmas tree. I just cannot get into this idea of Christmas when the U.S. government continues to bomb the people that you see in that little nativity set. That's who's being bombed to steal their oil or to make way for Israel. And so I guess I'm turning into an Ebenezer Scrooge. I remember this one time when there was a local church. Now, the church itself has been very generous in supporting the homeless people. It's not the one that we're involved with here in LA. It's another one over in Honolulu. And I'm not going to name names because they ran afoul of the city government for some of what they were doing. But they were letting the homeless sleep on the grounds. And there was this one Christmas service. And because I'm, you know, a godless heathen atheist type person, I made up food bags together with some friends who were visiting from the mainland. And we went and we handed out these food bags to the homeless people sleeping on the grounds of the church. Meanwhile, all the faithful just walked on into the church and sang and prayed and said, huzzah, we're going to heaven, walked right back out, right past the homeless, didn't stop, didn't even look at them. And so my enthusiasm for Christmas in this country is very much on the wane here. Now, getting back to the economy. Denmark has gone into a new round of panic to try and keep this whole Ponzi system of private banking afloat. They are now offering negative interest rates. In other words, they will loan you €1 million, and somewhere down the road, you only have to pay back 999,000 euros. They're literally giving you money to borrow more of their money to put in circulation. Now, this is, of course, to other bankers and financial institutions. You, the ordinary human being, do not get this negative interest rate. You will go on paying tourist rates to the bank because that is your place in life. But it indicates the degree of panic among the financial centers that they're going to start using negative interest rates to get people to go on borrowing. Because remember, under the private central banking model, the only way money can enter circulation is at a loan, at interest. And when people stop borrowing new money, then there's no money in circulation to pay the interest on the old money, and that is when it comes crashing down, which is what's going on. Now, over in China, their manufacturing has slumped to a 9-month low, and a big part of that, of course, is because all of these Western nations that shut down their own manufacturing and they relied on Chinese manufacturers, because the manufacturing jobs in their own countries have gone away and they're all suffering economic hardships, so they're not ordering stuff. They're not even ordering the Christmas stuff. And so inventory is piling up in China, and China's manufacturing sector, which had become dependent on customers in America and Europe, is starting to suffer a slowdown. And this is a reminder that this globalist model was fundamentally flawed, because when you have all the manufacturing way over here and you have all the customers way over there segregated from each other, the system cannot sustain itself. The customers run out of jobs and run out of money, and that means the manufacturers run out of customers. This whole idea of a globally managed economy has failed. Globalism is dead. We need regionalism. We need to restore borders around the nations as safety barriers, like fireproof doors and watertight bulkheads to contain disaster. Every region, every country, every community ought to have local manufacturing and local agriculture to take care of their local consumers. This idea that we're going to have all the electronics over here in Asia, and we're going to have all the agriculture over here in this country, and we're going to have all the oil production over here, and then we'll make tons of money by shipping it back and forth and sitting astride those shipping systems to get our piece of the action, that has failed. All right, I want to talk about the convention down in Tampa and Tropical Storm Isaac. I'm still not hearing what's going on from the convention floor. The media's turned away, and they're back to talking about Isaac and so forth and so on. Anyway, last night, just before the storm hit, Ron Paul supporters packed the University of South Florida Sun Dome, standing room only, people standing outside waiting to hear him and the other people speaking. Huge, huge crowd. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your two-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. heartandbody.com.
How would you like to own land? A refuge to escape from big cities, possible food shortages, the collapse of the dollar, or just a vacation trip is now available to you. Lots of fishing and hunting are available just across the Rio Grande River. Own your personal Colorado Wilderness RV lot within three stones' throw of the Rio Grande River for $1,395. Quarter-acre lots, county road access. All lots come with warranty deed. All just for $1,395. Call 785-672-3141, 785-672-3141, or go online to coloradoriverlots.com for more information and to see photos. It is away from civilization, a good business investment, and a low-cost protection plan. Call today, 785-672-3141.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are: incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Leroy lives in a cardboard box down by the Mission Bell, where saints refuse to go and the sinners wish him well. Forced to carry his own cross while we drive nails in his coffin, you might say it is routine. It happens far too often. Decorated soldier, veteran of the war, thought that he would be among the sick and poor. The preacher man wags his head while the rich man turns away. His mother looks on weeping, teardrops of blood are falling.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. So we're talking about Ron Paul. Now, last night, actually most of yesterday, they had their little rally at the University of South Florida Sun Dome. Was packed. The place was packed. Now, you remember just last week when they were talking about the gigantic rally that greeted Mitt Romney on his homecoming up there, and they were saying it was 10,000 people, and yet we found an actual photo of the rally. It's not 10,000 people. Mitt was exaggerating, which seems to be his stock and trade. So anyhow, there's this huge rally for Ron Paul at the Sun Dome, and it was standing room only. And it's for those of you who believe in the imaginary playmate in the clouds, it's kind of interesting. The storm didn't hit until after Ron Paul was done, and then it did hit just when the GOP convention, the party of God, was cranking up. So there may be a message there for you to consider. And, you know, people were risking the storm and the traffic and everything to be there. They wanted to be there. They just want to support Ron Paul. They're very angry at what the GOP leadership has done. The neocons have hijacked the Republican Party. And I made a statement on this article that I've gotten a lot of email from Republicans. Ooh, you can't do that. Actually, they're probably paid people from Mitt Romney. My sentiment at this point is all Republicans should boycott the November elections and hand the White House and Congress firmly to the Democrats. This is going to send a message to the self-declared Führers in the GOP that we, the Republican voters, refuse to accept or support candidates not of our own choosing. Either the Republican leadership learns respect for Republican voters, or it should vanish and make way for a new party that is responsive to the will of the American people. As far as I can tell, this is our only nonviolent option left. And I had people say, oh, you can't do this, you can't do that. Yeah, I can. I'm calling for all Republicans to boycott the November elections. No Ron Paul, no vote. But look at the bright side. Because the Democrats are going to deal with the bovine excrement storm that is about to hit. And the neocons are going to be driven from the leadership positions of the Republican Party, and we can get back to being paleocons. Remember the paleocons? Small, limited government, fiscal responsibility, and otherwise leave everybody else alone. And then we got this whole neocon movement who are more liberal than the liberals. Government can solve everything. We're going to tell you how to live your life and what to buy and what you should do and this and that. And we're going to invade all of Israel's enemies along the way. So it's time for the neocons to go away and for the paleocons to rise up and restore America. And I think a really good way to do that is to boycott the November elections. I cannot think of another way to get the to get through to that Republican leadership that what they have done is wrong. And Republican voters are not going to support the Republican leadership if the Republican leadership will not support the Republican voters, and they don't. Now, this brings us back to a guy by the name of Jesse Benton, who is a key figure in Ron Paul's campaign by virtue of a familial relationship. And a lot of people have wondered, what the heck is going on with this guy? Because it seems every time Ron Paul is about to achieve a breakthrough, Benton does something really stupid that just derails the whole mess. And now they got him on videotape, calling yesterday's rally a fringe element and wishing it would go away. So along with all the dirty tricks the corporate media was pulling on him and all of the game playing and rule changing and delegate suppression and outright vote fraud the Republican leadership were engaged in to keep Ron Paul out of the race, it looks like he had a traitor in his own midst. I know politics is a dirty business, but it is up to the American people to try and clean it up. The political machine won't fix itself. It's getting what it wants. It has no reason, no motivation to change its ways. We're going to have to change it. I hope we can do it nonviolently. I'm not 100% confident about that, but that is still my desire here. Meanwhile, those Ron Paul delegates who were graciously allowed into the convention by the Republican leadership, they're being put all the way up in the upper balconies, the nosebleed seats, the cheap seats. Don't want them to have the ability to rush down onto the floor and contest any skullduggery going on by the leadership. Yeah, it's going to take about six flights of stairs and three corridors and a bunch of checkpoints before they can get down to the floor and do anything. I think the current Republican Party leadership has destroyed itself. Good riddance. They tried another end run up in Maine. Last-minute maneuvering by Mitt Romney's legal team stripped Paul of a whole bunch of delegates. No legal foundation to do so other than that hastily passed rule change that happened last Friday, saying that the Republican Central Committee, Zapati, and their presumptive nominee have broad new authority to just change the rules as they see fit. And remember, rules that change aren't really rules. They're merely justifications. So Ron Paul's delegates have gone to court in Maine to get a legal injunction blocking the state Republican Party from simply swapping the delegates, kicking out the delegates who won the delegate conventions and putting in Mitt Romney supporters. Now, the reason Ron Paul got all these delegate slots is Mitt Romney couldn't find supporters to show up. Ron Paul's supporters showed up. They got voted in. They're the delegates. The Republican committee says, you can't do that. We're just going to take it away from you. And they're trying to get a court injunction, and that may be another reason to expect the Republican convention to try and hold their first ballot as quickly as they can. Could even be happening right now when Romney's people are there and the Ron Paul delegates were told, we're not doing anything of any value on Monday. Stay home because the storm is going to be a terrible inconvenience. By the way, I just got an email from somebody actually in Tampa, and he says, Isaac is a non-issue. Scattered clouds, there's a little bit of rain. It's not the big, huge storm that everybody was expecting. And so the Republicans have opened their convention, and the delegates are not fully represented on the floor, but they may try and push through a vote anyway here. This campaign season has set records for visible dirty tricks. We know there's a lot of dirty tricks that are never seen. This election season, they don't even seem to care. If you know they're engaging in vote fraud and sabotage and all of this other stuff, I mean, what they did to Ron Paul makes Donald Segretti look like a choir boy. You go back to that whole Watergate mess and the sabotaging that was going. It was all a secret back then until the Washington Post broke the story about all the dirty tricks campaign that Creep was pulling off. Now they don't even bother to hide it. It's right out there in the open. Put Ron Paul on the end of the stage and make sure the cameras don't see him, that kind of stuff. Apparently, last Friday's meeting with the Republican National Committee was contentious over, first of all, the attempt to raise the limit from 5 to 10 of the number of states with a plurality to get you on the ballot. And then when that one failed, by one vote, I might add, there were more attempts to basically say the Republican National Committee can change the rules as it see fits at any time. That one resulted in quite a bit of a fraction, and apparently John Sununu wound up having to leave the building out of disgust or anger or rage. I don't really know. But it basically, the Republican National Committee is tearing itself apart. And then, either as a distraction or another act of stupidity, Pat Rogers, one of the Republican National Committee leaders, okay, criticized Governor Susana Martinez of New Mexico because she agreed to meet with American Indians, and by so doing, disrespected the memory of Colonel George Armstrong Custer. How dare you impugn his memory by meeting with modern American leaders? I hate to tell you this, that whole Custer thing happened a really long time ago. And I think anybody with any military training understands that Custer screwed up. He was supposed to wait for the second force to surround the Native American camp and force them to surrender without an actual battle. That was the plan. Get a little Kané movement going on. Get them surrounded and say, look, you're surrounded. You know, let's just go take you peacefully to the reservation, and that will be that. And Custer wanted glory, and he wanted victory because he graduated, I think, 32nd out of his West Point class of 33. And he wanted glory, and so he said, we're going to go in there and just deal with this ourselves and not wait for the general to show up. And he rode his men right into a total ambush, and they got slaughtered because Custer was an idiot. And now we have this Republican National Committee leader, Pat Rogers, out there saying, how dare you disrespect Custer? Custer lost. There's no reason to respect a man who loses that many soldiers through an act of sheer stupidity and ego. We shouldn't respect him. For one thing, it was a military defeat. We don't want to be incentivizing failure at a time like this when we're getting ready to go into the Third World War. It basically tells me the Republican leadership really is out of touch with what Americans are thinking and feeling right now. And another good example of that was this article the Boston local CBS website. Bradley J. wrote an article basically out there saying Boston streets are packed with nattering nabobs of negativism concerning Paul Ryan. And he's trying to resurrect this very dismissive euphemism for people who aren't going along with the Republican program of Mitt Romney and Paul Ryan. And he's, in this article, he's saying, as I talk to people on the streets while shooting this week's Man on the Street, Jay Talking video about Paul Ryan, I heard far more negative comments concerning Representative Ryan than I expected. Okay, well, my response to that is, if you're not expecting those negative comments, it only shows that you, like the GOP leadership down in Tampa trying to keep Ron Paul's people out, have completely lost touch with the Republican rank and file membership. And that loss of contact, that level of open disdain for the Republican voter by the Republican leadership, if you will, is going to come back and haunt the GOP this November, when Republican voters, disgusted and disenfranchised, are just going to stay home. In their haste to force Mitt Etch-a-Sketch Romney on us all, the Republican Party leadership has handed Obama his second term, and I hope it was worth the 30 pieces of silver. Now, I want to reiterate a story that needs to be kept public, and I've already gotten some feedback from the corporate media saying none of the corporate media is reporting this, therefore it cannot possibly be real. And of course, we're talking about Mitt Romney's trip to Israel, where he raised a huge amount of money and he met a lot of Israelis, of whom only 10% are dual nationals and American citizens. And by the way, as far as I can tell, Mitt Romney has yet to make public the campaign fundraising records from this Israeli trip, which means he knows he's got something to hide. And if he does issue a report, it's a guarantee it's going to be a complete work of fiction. But the reality is that it is against U.S. campaign law to accept campaign donations from any foreigner, period, end of discussion. Now, Mitt Romney's advisors, the same ones who told him it was cool to make jokes about Obama's birth certificate, apparently were of the opinion that the Citizens United decision allowing corporations the right of freedom of speech as expressed through massive uncontrolled campaign donations applied to corporations all over planet Earth. But that was struck down last January by the United States Supreme Court. And we need to keep this talking point going forward. It is illegal for candidates to solicit or accept money from foreign sources. What the heck was he doing there in Israel? And this one email that I got back from the corporate media saying, oh, well, he was only accepting money from American citizens over there. We have it on good authority. Okay, why couldn't they just mail him a check? Why does he have to spend all that money to go to Israel? This whole thing's crooked. Meanwhile, General Motors, Government Motors, has decided they're going to ban any and all campaign activity in their factories. Romney will not be allowed to get in there and try and exploit GM, neither will Obama. They've just decided the best course of action is, yeah, we got all these bailouts from the American people. We don't want to be used as a political flag. I think it was a very smart thing for GM to do. So, now, do you remember a little scandal back where Obama was giving all these green energy companies like Solyndra all these, you know, $500 million at a pop loan guarantees paid for by the American taxpayer because it was going to be green and it was going to be good, and all these green companies are failing. None of them has actually come up with a viable alternative energy scheme. The oil companies are happy as all heck because they can say, look, we tried green. It's not working. Back to the oil pumps. Let's go back to conquering those Middle Eastern oil fields. How dare those Arab Muslims live on top of the oil God gave to us, and so forth and so on. Well, Obama was supposedly cleared by this independent probe, and it turns out the financial institution executive who was in charge of this independent probe that absolved the Obama administration for the billions of taxpayer dollars waste on these green energy schemes is not bipartisan, and he's certainly not independent, and he's certainly not objective. He is a big contributor to the Obama reelection campaign. Obama has his own campaign donors investigating him. And big surprise. Oh, yes, Obama did not do anything wrong here. All righty. Little story coming out from Israel. There is a group of Israeli veteran soldiers called Breaking the Silence, and they are starting to go public on many of the abuses of the Israeli forces, especially in Palestine. And what they just went public with was not only just the arbitrary abuse of young children, just to prove how butch and manly they are, But apparently the Israeli forces are continuing to use Palestinian children as human shields. And this is nothing new. When we put the story up at whatreallyhappened.com, we went back and we found this newspaper photo showing a Palestinian child fastened to the windshield of an Israeli forces Jeep. They use children as human shields. As Ron White would say, you got to be a real manly man to do that kind of stuff. This must be some of that superior culture that Mitt Romney was talking about, using children as human shields. Meanwhile, in response to renewed efforts to get humanitarian assistance into Gaza and into the West Bank, Israel has declared the West Bank a no-entry zone, and they stopped the whole group of humanitarian workers and supplies at the border. Said entry denied, go home. We'll be right back.
Meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream, or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Call me U.S. Steel, 21st Century Fox soundbite. Who gives a damn what's true or false, long as it leans to the right. Add a token liberal, pretend I'm fair. A bimbo for some sex appeal. I'm busy oiling up the corporation wheel, and they call me.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. I'm just putting up a story here where Newt Gingrich has come out and basically admitted that the only reason they're having Rand Paul speak at the Republican convention is in the hope that Ron Paul wouldn't want to do anything to embarrass his own son. And so, Rand, if you really think you're the new darling of the Republican Party, ha ha! they used you to control your own father. Oh, boy. You better get a really nice card next Father's Day, because I think you're going to be skating on thin ice in terms of the family relationship from now on. We just put a story up at whatreallyhappened.com. It's not really a story. It's a tool. It's a device. It's called Nuke Map by Alex Wellerstein, and it's a little application where you can go to this webpage and you can put in your city, you can put in your address where you yourself live, and then you can sort of drag this little marker over the nearest likely nuclear target. Sitting here in Hawaii, obviously that's Pearl Harbor right out my window here, and then you can drop various nuclear warheads on it from the smallest to the very, very largest and see what the result would be. And see whether or not you're going to survive this big mistake that our government is trying to get us all into so they can duck the responsibility for having destroyed the economy. All righty, let's see, moving right along here. Tomorrow we're expecting to hear a verdict in the Rachel Corrie lawsuit. And if you remember, Rachel Corrie was over there protesting the bulldozing, the illegal bulldozing of Palestinian homes by Israel that knocks down Palestinian homes and it puts up illegal settlements. It's all been condemned by the United Nations. Rachel Corrie was protesting. The bulldozer driver just ran her down and then, not happy with that, backed over her. And the official Israeli government explanation is the bulldozer driver thought it was an Egyptian horse carrier or something like that. So there's a verdict expected tomorrow. It's anticipated that because of the pro-Israel bias within the court system that the verdict will not be particularly positive for the Corrie family. And Rachel Corrie's mother is already out there saying this isn't going to be the end. They're going to keep on going until Israel acknowledges their demolition crew deliberately murdered a protester to try and send a message to scare everybody away, and it didn't work. And we're going to keep Rachel Corrie's memory alive, because Israel just goes out and murders anybody that they think is in their way of their plans, whether it's Rachel Corrie, the humanitarian workers on that aid flotilla, including that young American. Israel just seems to go around like they have special permission to go out and commit these war crimes against others, and nobody else is allowed to. Same attitude they have with their nuclear weapons. They're allowed to have nuclear weapons without IAEA inspections or signing the Non-Proliferation Treaty, even allowed to sell them, which is the very activity the Non-Proliferation Treaty is supposed to stop. We know that Israel tried to sell a bomb to South Africa. It proves they got them. They got them for sale. And they've got a market monopoly. We're going to take a break for station identification. We'll be right back.
Are you against